The church obviously celebrates the great feast of St. Matthew the Apostle, who we know, of course, not only was an apostle, but was also an evangelist who wrote the gospel that bears his name. Now, among all the apostles, Matthew himself serves as a great testament to the very mercy of God, as we see very clearly in today's gospel. For we see that Jesus saw Matthew sitting at the customs post, and he said, "Follow me." Now, as you've all probably heard before, that tax collectors in first century Israel were among the most hated of people. They, for their part, were actually, they were Jewish, but they collected taxes on behalf of Rome, and they were also known to line their pockets a bit. And so, naturally, within society, they were very much despised people. They didn't like them very much at all. And so that's why we see that the Pharisees lump tax collectors together with sinners. Why is it that your teacher eats with tax collectors and sinners? But Jesus nonetheless comes to him and says, "Follow me." And after he says that, it says, Matthew got up and followed him. So we see that Jesus is extending his very mercy to Matthew in his call. But there's a very key response. On the one hand, Matthew gets up and follows him, which entails that he left the customs post behind. It was not sufficient for Matthew to say, "Jesus, I love you, I want to serve you, I want to be known as a Christian, but I'm going to stay here at the customs post and abuse my position and still line my pocket and take everybody's money." No, he had to abandon his former way of life. He had to set his sin behind him. He had to turn away from it and turn his heart to the Lord in order to follow Jesus, in order to receive his mercy. And we see that Jesus is aware of this, for when the Pharisees scoff at him, he says, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. For indeed, when a sick person goes to a physician, he doesn't go to just tell him he's sick and not get any medicine. He comes to have his disease cured, saying, 'Yes, doctor, I have an ailment. Please tell me what I need to do to cure this ailment.' Similarly with sin, saying, 'Yes, Lord, I am in need of your mercy. What must I do to get rid of my sin and come and follow you?" Let us follow the example of St. Matthew, who in following the Lord abandoned his sin and was willing to follow Christ even to the shedding of his blood.